This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Hello, welcome to another edition of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast. I'm Gary Wilson.
And I'm Chelsea Little.
And coming up for you, the best bits of the last week or so, including
how I got confused by cheesecake.
I would have thought disappointed by cheesecake as much as confused. I mean, only you could have been confused, I think, about the concept of what you were buying into. But at least you found out some very interesting facts about your weight, of which I'm going to make no further comment, my lord.
And you're part of a super sweet 1% club.
Yeah, I mean, I knew I was special anyway. But yeah, I am one of the 1%. Maybe you are too, people. It's it's got something to do with Paddington, is all I will say. Something to do with Paddington. Chelsea over there, she's common as muck.
Things got competitive when we started talking about sides.
It's incredible. People across Kent were with you on having sides of things, and some very surprising things at that.
We met a celebrity. They were Kent's oldest bed warmer.
Oh, I think it's not a spoiler if we just say we're talking about Lenny. Find out who Lenny is in just a bit.
And I've got a cracking Christmas game for you, and all you need is a hat.
It's all coming up in this cracking episode. Slightly festive at this time of year as well. We'll get more festive, but for now, slightly festive will do, of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast. This episode's called
Marmalade 1% Club.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Big up if you've hit a pothole. That's a lot of fun right there, isn't it? What an absolute nightmare. So we talked about this the other day, right? So we're having this conversation and someone's like, why are they called potholes? I said, well, it sounds good. It's a nice thing to say. And lots of words are just there because they sound good. And it's a hole. It's kind of the size of a pothole. Simple as, right? That's got to be that. But some smart aleck actually looked into it and they found out if you've just lost a wheel because of a pothole, this isn't really going to make you feel any better.
Yeah.
But apparently they're called potholes because back in the Roman times, they would make their roads of clay, okay? Because you had clay, you could make it nice, smooth, hard surface. But the potters would be like, oh, we need to go and make some pots. We need to go and get some clay. So they'd go out, like, in the middle of the night and scoop out
some of
the road clay, take it back and make some pots with it, hence potholes. So there you go. I don't know whether that's true or not. Blame the potters. So next time you're, like, if you're having a cup of tea now, out of a cup, made of clay.
Yeah.
That could have been the A2 last week.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Officially into silly season as we run up to Christmas, which means everybody's started going on dates.
Have they?
People want to get the dating in before Christmas so you can try and get a prezzy.
Oh, that's clever. Yeah.
Smart.
That makes sense.
Smart. And I got the best text from my friend on the weekend. So she met this guy at a party she went to and he asked her out for dinner.
Yeah.
And on the way, she was like, oh, actually, I'm a bit nervous because was it just like the party funness that made me fancy him or do I actually want to be on this date? He also felt a bit nervous. And so they're sat opposite each other, both feeling really nervous. And he's like, do you know what? Let's get rid of this awkward energy so we can just have a good date. She's like, cool, I'm on board with this.
Yeah.
He's like, stand up. And she's like, what? They're in the middle of a restaurant, by the way.
Okay.
He's like, I'll stand up with you. And she's like, okay. So they're both stood up in the middle of a restaurant.
Yeah.
And he's like, now jump up and down. My friend stupidly agrees to do it. He does it as well. So they're both jumping up and down, like looking really silly in the middle of a restaurant.
Whoa.
And then he goes, okay, stop. And they sit down. And she's like, what was the point in that? He said, well, now we've broken the ice.
And did it work?
Apparently she's going on a second date with
him. Really?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
It's like, what, did he have good elevation in the jump? Like, what was it that won you over?
Great calves. Good air time. Wow. Okay, well, give it a try. Singles of Kent. Let us know how that works out for you, won't you?
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Shout out to you if you've been to the cinemas to see the new Paddington movie.
Oh, I really
Paddington
want to see it. Oh, I love the look of it.
Oh, he's so cute. But the only thing I can't get my head around is the fact that he puts marmalade on his sandwiches.
Oh, yeah, good
I just
stuff.
Don't understand.
What?
And I did some digging into it, and apparently only 1% of people actually like marmalade. And
I'm definitely
not part of that 1%.
Oh, I am.
Marmalade's
so good. It's so good. And tangy.
Jam, but worse. And there's always rind in marmalade.
I like the rind. I think it's called zest more than rind. That's what makes it good. Well, at least, look, if like me, you like your marmalade, at least you know you're special now in the 1%.
Yeah, you're part of the 1% club.
You're the 99% common as muck over there.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
I don't know if you're just waking up this morning with the remnants of what was a lovely hot water bottle last night when you went to sleep. Do you know, according to one retailer, you shouldn't have a hot water bottle that's older than 2 years.
Really?
For safety's sake. And did you also know...
Okay.
You can tell how old exactly your hot water bottle is.
How can you tell that?
Well, according to one retailer, right...
They get wrinkles.
On the yeah. They start talking about their knees. No.
My hot water bottle's an Olaf from Frozen. So okay. Imagine if Olaf started getting wrinkles. Sorry.
Just go and look at Olaf. See if he's got this on him.
Yeah.
It's a circle. It looks like a flower.
Yeah.
With petals. Boop, 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 going round.
Yeah.
In the middle of the flower is a number. That is the year of manufacture. Okay?
Yeah.
So let's say made this year, 24. Then the petals represent the months of the year. So if it's in the first petal at the top at sort of 12 o'clock,
yeah.
January that was made. And then within that, there are dots.
Oh, my goodness.
And that tells you the week of that month that the hot water bottle was made. So you can tell exactly, you can practically give your hot water bottle a birthday party. So if it's got two dots in there, it's the second week of January 2024, that's when your water bottle was made. How about that?
All of this time, and hot water bottles have been like telling everyone when their birthday is, and no one has been celebrating
it. Nothing. So celebrate your hot water. Let us know how old your hot water bottle. That we need to know. And if it's today, then we definitely need to have a party.
We have to celebrate it today.
Party for the hot water bottles. Do you find out? See if they're doing that over on Radio 4.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
On Instagram, this advert for this brand new place. It's like pay-by-weight cheesecake. And I got really excited because I thought that meant that when you went in, you could eat your own body weight equivalent of cheesecake.
That's excellent.
But what it actually means, most people's brains would have known. You put the cheesecake on a scale. You can pick how big a slice you want.
Yeah.
And there you go.
We were all there, Chels. Thanks.
I would give the reason I was so excited is because I decided to figure out what I weigh the equivalent of so that you can imagine how much cheesecake that would be.
No, obviously. So who wouldn't do that?
So first up was a warthog. A warthog amount of cheesecake.
Okay, or a warthog amount of Chelsea.
Or a marble dining table.
Marble?
I'm heavy.
Yeah.
I'm a stucky gal. Or, my favourite, 7 car tyres.
Seven. They're not that car. You are not measuring this right.
I weigh the same amount as 7 car tyres. Imagine that much cheesecake.
Imagine that much Chelsea. Wow.
Brucey bonus. I also weigh the same as a mountain goat.
Okay, enough.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Richard Curtis, the man behind Love Actually and so many other things, has said in shocking news that he's only ever seen Love Actually twice. He's only watched it twice. And they were at special screening, so he kind of had to watch it. One time he says it was really nice, where he made a speech and he said, you know, my mother-in-law and my daughter have got cameos in the film.
Yeah.
And he said that was really lovely because everyone was then looking out for them in that screening of it, and 1,500 people gave his mother-in-law a big round of applause. You can imagine that's great brownie points. Get your mother-in-law a round of applause. But he said the other time he watched it really put him off because it was supposed to be a sing-along in America, a sing-along screening.
Yeah.
And he said there were only 6 other people in the cinema. 2 of them were there just to keep warm. 2 of the other people were there... Let's just say to entertain each other and themselves. So it really wasn't quite the experience he'd been hoping for. So it's a magical movie. I think every time I watch it, I have a different favourite couple as well.
Yeah, it is difficult to choose.
Last time I watched it, it was Colin Firth and the and the lady whose mum and dad ran the restaurant, and he was writing the book down at the end of the thing, and it all
he runs into the restaurant to declare his love.
And then the whole family following around the street, and that I think that's my. What's your? I bet off the top of your head.
I like the little boy Sam, and he runs through the airport to tell the girl that he loves her.
Yeah, and then she leaves.
And he's like, yes.
And goes to America and then comes back 15 years later to be on a TV. Wasn't she on X Factor or something? She pitched up the real lady herself at some point. But anyway, that isn't, though, having said all of that stuff, it isn't the nation's favourite Christmas movie. They've done a survey and they found out what it is. See if you agree on that. We'll talk about that in just a bit.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
And shout out to you if, like me, you're trekking all about the UK at the moment, trying to pick up Christmas decorations and squish everyone in before Christmas. I popped home on the weekend to see my family.
So they're up north,
they're
right?
They're up north. They're far, far away. And I trekked up, so I was obviously staying the night, and I was like, I've still got my childhood bedroom. My family are quite sweet like that.
Yeah.
And I went into my bedroom. The whole place has been rearranged.
Oh.
I walked in. I didn't recognise a thing. The bed is on the whole opposite side of the room. It's facing the wrong way. And I looked at it and I went straight downstairs to Helen. And I was like, well, what side am I meant to sleep
mum,
on?
By the way. That's my mum.
And I was like, what side am I meant to sleep on? Because they've rearranged. I have a side of the bed and I like to sleep closest to the door.
Right.
But the way the bed now faces, both sides are essentially close to the door.
Oh, so you're pointing that way?
Yeah.
So I thought you were pointing that way, but now you're pointing that way.
Yeah.
Oh.
And now I'm looking at it and I'm like, I don't
Can't
know
work
what.
It out.
I might just have to sleep on the floor.
Oh, you should.
I don't understand.
Camp out.
It's just a lot. Because when you have a side, you have to be loyal to that side. You picked it at some point in your life and then that is your side.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it always is. And there's no reason why. It just is.
Just is. Okay.
And now I look at that bed and I'm like, well, I don't know anymore.
I mean...
I don't recognise myself.
You were there... imagine you're in the bed on your own, let's just say. Let's just keep it like that. Why don't you just sleep in the middle?
I didn't think about that.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
And I love ridiculous stories on the internet, but this one really took me by surprise. A piece of artwork sold for $6.2 million, which isn't the shocking bit. It's the fact that the piece of art was a banana duct taped to a wall.
Excellent work by everyone there. Congratulations.
And what blows my mind is there's been some updates on this piece of artwork. So, firstly, the banana...
has gone mouldy.
It had to be replaced every 2 to 3 days. So that banana, once bought, wasn't actually the original banana that was duct taped to the wall.
Oh, you'd feel robbed, wouldn't you?
Secondly, multiple people have tried to eat the banana. A student... A student actually went in, was hungry because they skipped breakfast and ate the banana.
Ate it.
They peeled the duct tape, took the banana off and ate it. So like, oh, Joe, I missed breakfast. My belly's a bit grumbly.
Wow.
Have a little banana. It's been duct taped just there for me.
That's never happened to the Mona Lisa, did it?
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM. Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Nikki in Canterbury got in touch. She gets it because she said everyone has to have a side of the bed and a seat on the sofa. Otherwise, it would be just pure chaos.
That's true.
If we didn't select a side and a seat, we'd all just be stood there like Sims, not knowing what to do, walking into walls.
We have that chaos then because, all right, the bed thing, yeah? But we don't have seats in our family, like who's on what sofa or chair.
You don't have a select spot?
We don't know. It varies. It rotates. It's like musical chairs.
How do you cope?
I don't know. I hadn't thought about it until now.
You need to think about TV positioning, where you put your mug, closest to the fridge. It's all the details.
I feel like there's a lot of snack involvement with your positioning.
You need things to perch things on.
Okay, look, we need to know. Do you have a side like Chelsea, or you just go with the flow like me? Easy going, Chelsea.
Easy going.
That's me.
Donna in Lenham has a side of the sofa and a side of the driveway. I didn't even think about the driveway.
Side of the driveway?
Yeah.
Oh, I got old two space there.
I know. Aren't you lucky? You should rent one of them out. You'd make a fortune.
Yeah, get a bike and make some money.
Literally. Tracy in Gravesend, she said, I have my own seat on the sofa and it's always the left side in a selfie. Well, I can't and deck. My mum has a side to the selfie as well.
Side to the selfie?
Yeah, my mum's like has a specific side because she looks better on that side on the camera.
We're supposed to do that because we're Gary and Chelsea, just so you know people don't get confused which one's which, like and deck.
Makes so much sense.
But we always forget.
Maddie in Maidstone, she said, my sides are the left ones. Doesn't matter what it is. It's left side of the bed, left side of the sofa, left side in the gym studio for group classes.
Left side of the gym?
People do have a side. If you're in a class, people prefer to stand on a specific... I used to be like that in dance class. I had to stand on the right side because I couldn't pick up things on the left.
What do you mean you couldn't pick up things on the left?
I just felt off. I'm right-handed. I felt more comfortable on the right-hand side.
Oh, okay.
But then Leslie in Tunbridge Wells is throwing a right spanner into the works because she sleeps on the right side of the bed,
yeah,
but she sits on the left side of the sofa.
Oh, maybe they're facing different directions and she's essentially on the same side. You know, maybe she's using like a compass.
Anna in Chatham said, even at church, people have their own pews and sides of the pews. People get very upset if you sit in their space. One person has even put a name on their seat and will move you if you don't realise it's there.
Wow. I'm making no comment.
Sarah in Chatham said, man is on the left, woman always right. I like what you did there, Sarah.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. Natalie in Chatham, what are the rules about this?
Well, firstly, I thought that everybody had a side of the bed because I've been married for like 20 years and it's always been the case. I told him right from the word go, yeah, which side is going to be mine.
you told him.
Icon.
No,
that's
discussion.
That's the way it is. There isn't an option.
No, not in Natalie's world.
100%. And then with the sofa thing, yeah, definitely. We all have our own spaces. And if one of the children are in my seat when I walk in the living room, all the other children shout, Mum's here, get up, like this. And so I have to, they all have to move for me.
Shuffle along, shuffle out of the way.
Royalty enters the space.
No, I think it's
the same. Clear the way.
Sounds like ruling by fear, if you ask me. So they all have to scarper. I mean,
they know that's where I like to snuggle, and there's a little space for my drink, and it's, you know, nice view of the TV, and then they all snuggle up around me. So it's nice.
That's very cute. I was going to say there's got to be a reason why that's your designated spot, but it's perfect for snuggling and placing perfect. Of snacks and cups.
Yeah, and perfect view. Definitely. I mean, it makes sense. So they know to get out of that little dent, Natalie's dent, they call it.
I must admit, there is a little butt crease there. Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Gary and Chelsea. KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
Now, yesterday I had a massive revelation about hot water bottles, right? You look on the neck of your hot water bottle, there's a flower. Looks like a flower, right? In the middle of that flower, there's a number. That's the year it was made. Amazing. Around the flower, there are 12 petals. Each of those represents a month, starting from the top. That's January. If you've got a mark in that little petal, January 2024. The week of manufacture is dependent on the three dots, maybe, or two dots, or one dot in that petal. So, third week of January 2024.
You can literally tell it's birthday.
Now, I thought this was amazing, but then we're outdone, as we usually are, by our news anchor, Lucy Hickmott, who had an even better hot water bottle revelation.
Well, we're talking about the oldest hot water bottles and ones you might have had hanging around for a while. Yeah. Isn't it? You're only supposed to keep them for two years.
I can't believe this. I've had my Olaf for at least five.
You've got an Olaf, a five-year-old Olaf.
Snowman.
Okay, this is a good start, a five-year-old Olaf.
Well,
but
wait. My mum has had a hot water bottle for 35 years.
35 years!
That must be Ken's hottest old water bottle.
I think it predates the system of the little petals because it hasn't got that in
it.
But it does say made in West Germany. So that's how old it is.
In
it predates
Germany.
The fall of the Berlin Wall.
Yes! It's historical. That's probably worth money.
You should put it on the Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah,
yes.
We could be millionaires. We could all share.
Attic.
Yeah, we could all go thirds on it because we told you about it. That is incredible. Is it, you know, just a plain water bottle?
It's actually in the shape of a lion. It's very cute. We call him Lenny, and my dad bought it for my mum when she was pregnant with my older sister.
This is
adorable.
Okay, this could be Kent's most adorable hot water bottle as well as Kent's
oldest.
Unless, of course, you know different, in which case you are there to tell us all about it. But for now, what an incredible hot water bottle story. Thank you, Lucy Hickman, everybody. And Lenny. Lenny, is it?
Lenny.
Yeah. Shout out
to Lenny.
Shout out, Lenny. Big up, Lenny.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
I have found a game that we can all play at Christmas.
Oh, lovely. I love a game.
You are going to love this. So all you need is a Santa hat.
Okay, yeah, I've got a Santa hat.
And you pop it on the corner of your telly. You can pick any corner.
Right, okay. I'm thinking one of the top corners
would
be easier.
One of the top corners is ideal.
Yeah, I'll go top corner.
But left or right?
I'm going top left.
Top left,
yeah. I'm going to put a Santa hat on the top left of my telly. Yeah.
And then you watch your programmes, your movies, and every time someone looks like they're wearing the Santa hat because of where they are.
Yes, I love it, yes.
You eat a chocolate from the chocky tin.
Oh, great. Great.
Imagine.
That is such a good idea.
How many green triangles you could smash during an episode of EastEnders.
Especially,
non-stop.
Especially if you've got a rewind button.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
And there you are. Upsetting celebrities. Right, so go on.
It wasn't intentional.
You could
basically.
All right, tell us the story.
I was DJing a roller disco for a Barbie event, and they did like an influencer thing where they invite lots of famous people off the telly. And one of those people was Sam Thompson from Made in Chelsea. He's friends with Pete on Strictly.
Yeah, yeah, they're good good bros, aren't they? Yeah.
And I'm DJing up on the stage and I've got a mic because I was also like announcing when the acts and stuff were coming on in between. And Sam, bless him, is going round. And it's the roller disco is not for everyone. It is hard, those four-wheeled
shoes.
Okay,
sounds like you're backtracking a little bit and trying to cover yourself, but go on.
And he
didn't tell me all of this part of it when you were telling me the story.
He completely stacked it in front of me, like a dramatic... the floor. It was, you've been framed worthy. And I laughed, like proper cackled, and I didn't realise my mic was still on and he heard me. And I just, it was the lingering on the floor because he heard my laugh and he lingered because he was like composing himself.
Yeah.
And then he looked up at me and gave me a thumbs up. Poor guy.
Yeah. Why we give you a microphone at all is a wonder, to be honest with you. Anyway, if anyone else wants to let us know, if you've ever upset a celebrity like Chelsea has, obviously we're all ears. Nathan in Folkestone, tell us the story. What have you got?
When I was a child, I won a competition to go to Maidstone Studios to a recording of What's Up, Doc.
Was that like a Saturday morning show?
They had like... Algie and the presenters were Yvette Fielding, Andy Crane and Pat Sharp.
Yeah.
One of my friends from school was walking behind Pat Sharp and pulled on his mullet thinking it was a wig.
I love when the intrusive thoughts take over.
Yeah.
And you have to
I
act
wonder if
on
that's
them.
A wig. There's only one way to find
Let's
out.
Let's give it a tug.
Let's give it a tug. So he tugged at the world famous Pat Sharp mullet and found it to be
real
hair. What was Pat Sharp's response to having his mullet pulled?
As you can imagine, at first it was a little bit sort of like, but you know, he was fine in the end. It was one of those sort of like moments you had to be there to experience it. Really,
your cheeky little tyke pulling my mullet, that kind of response.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
that's it.
We've got to have you down as Kent's most brilliant aggravator of a celebrity, or at least your mate was.
brilliant iconic. Work.
Thank you for that wonderful anecdote, Nathan in Folkestone, everybody.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
There's more on Insta, Facebook, TikTok, X at KMFM Official.
Don't forget to rate, review and subscribe.